We're learning the laws of Hilchos Brachos. Next halacha discusses when you have different types of foods which have different brachos, which should you make first? Obviously, you make separate brachos, but which food do you eat first? So it says in Siv Gimel, Havi lefan of davar shibirchaso berei priya eitz, v'davar shibirchaso shahakol. So you have two foods in front of you. You have an apple, and you also have a can of soda. So what do you make a bracha on first? So the halach is berei pri ha'etz kodemes. You make the bracha on the apple first. And the reason for this, as the Mechaber says, is shehi chashuva. That when it comes to this bracha of ha'etz, it is more chashuv, more special, more important. And he says why it's more chashuv. Sheinu poteres ela davar echad. Because when it comes to the shahakol, the shahakol is so generic. Prei pra'etz, on the other hand, is very, very specific. And therefore, because it's more specific, therefore the bracha should be made on that bracha which is more specific first, namely the ha'etz, only afterwards the shahakol. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this further. He says, v'filu min hasheni chaviv lov. Let's say you really enjoy that can of soda. And therefore you would maybe think that you should make the shahakol first. No. You make the bracha on the apple, the ha'etz, first. Shehi chashuva, the Mishnah Berurah says, perish. What does that mean? Debirchas borei priya eitz mivareres tfei al ezem varech. That the bracha of borei priya eitz gives more of an understanding, more specified explanation as to what you are about to eat. You're obviously eating something. You don't know necessarily if they're not watching you eat. Or making you hear, all they do is hear you say a bracha, they don't see what's in your hand. But they certainly know you have a fruit that you're about to eat. And therefore, v'chashuva hi mebercha shahakol. Certainly that's more important than a shahakol. She'enu rak bracha kolela suchol haminim. The bracha of shahakol, which discussed the interesting meaning, we discussed how it's the one bracha, which does not say borei. But nonetheless, shahakol is much more generic. And therefore, because of that, it's so non-specific. Therefore, you make the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz first. Continues the Mechaber. V'chein Borei Pri Ha'adama v'shahakol. The same halacha would be when it comes to a Borei Pri Ha'adama. Some potatoes and shahakol, and your cup of orange juice, whatever it may be. Borei Pri Ha'adama kodemes. So the same logic that the Ha'adama, even though it is not as specific as a Borei Pri Ha'etz, nonetheless, it certainly is more specific than a shahakol, and therefore the bracha of Hadama is said before. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chashuva nami mishahakol, the reason why it's more important, or more chashuv, I should say, the mevarer behabracha rak mini pri Hadama, because at least what it does is it defines some type of food that you're eating. It's certainly something which grows from the ground, possibly, as we know, if a person would make a bracha ha'adama on a fruit, then technically you've also fulfilled your obligation. So it's not as specific, but it's certainly something which grows from the ground of some sort. Mash'ein kein shahakol decholel sakol, as Mishnah Berurah said before, shahakol, it just includes everything. And therefore, certainly when you have these two things, ha'adama and shahakol, the bracha you should say first is ha'adama. Now, interestingly enough, the Mechaber concludes and says, v'im hevi'u lafan of pri ha'etz or pri ha'adama. You have potatoes and you have some apples. So according to one opinion, which we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, who we hold like, he holds, eiz mehem shiyirtze yaktim. Whichever one you want to make a bracha on first, you may. Which means there's some people that hold, if you have a ha'etz and ha'adama in front of you, it doesn't matter which one you make. V'yesh omrim shibore pri ha'etz kodem. However, there are others that say that the bracha that you should say before is the bracha of ha'etz. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'eskimu ha'achronim, that numerous of the achronim, the later poskim, are of the opinion, d'nachon linhog ki yesh omrim hazeh, im shneim shavim b'chavivus. If they're both equal, that you enjoy both of them, you want to eat both of them, you like both of them, then you should make the bracha of ha'etz first. And of course, that's what we do in the event that you have these three foods, as clearly the Mechaber is stating. At least according to the second opinion, first you make the bracha of ha'etz, second bracha you would make is ha'adama, and then the most generic bracha of Shahakol. And in conclusion, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that V'afal pi shebirchas borei pri ha'adama kolelas gam pri ha'etz, as we said, even though the bracha of ha'adama includes other things, including a fruit, mikomakum nusach ha'bracha l'chadchil mevareres rak l'mini pri ha'adama. The reality is that this bracha is really focusing, as it should be, on something that actually goes from the ground. And therefore, that's the reason why it's better that this bracha should be said. The bracha of shahakol doesn't show you anything as to what you're eating. It comes and includes all different types of foods. Shibirchosehim l'chadchil shakol, that the bracha is shakol. However, he says, and because of that, b'di'eved, av kolelos kol hamachlam hamashkim. When it comes to all foods and all drinks, if a person would say the bracha of shakol, then one has fulfilled their obligation. And therefore, again, in conclusion, certainly when you have these different foods, the preferable bracha to say first is the bracha of ha'etz, which is the most specific, followed by Hadama, lastly Shahakol. B'chanan v'chatzach v'chadish baruch v'chazach v'ham t'ar mitzvah sh'namar ad'anoyach v'etzamansit koyendu t'ra v'yadir.